From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Nitzavim Vayelech. Teshuvah, a call to perfection? Is Teshuvah equal perfection? Does God expect us to return unto Him and then to remain perfect for all time, forevermore? We look at our Parsha this week. Says v'shavtad Hashem Elokecha, you shall surely return unto the Lord your God. V'shamata b'kolo, and shall hearken to His commandments. K'chol asher anochi mitzavecha hayom, according to everything that I am commanding you today. According to the Ramban, according to the Nachmanides, al da'ati, he says hamitzvah al hatshuvah nizkeret, that tshuva is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, a commandment to return to God, to repent to God. So very often we can imagine that if God is calling on us to return to Him, then the idea is that from that point on, we return to Him, remain steadfast and firmly with God forevermore. And basically, it's a call to perfection. I'd like to show that, in fact, the Torah might expect something completely different. We know in Parashat Vayikra, it says, Asher nasi echta. When the leader of the Jewish community, when the president, the nasi, the prince of the community, when he sins, and we know that the idea is that it's not a question of if a leader will sin, it's a question of when he will sin. We don't have perfect leaders, not David, not Judah, not Joseph. Leaders generally are not perfect. It's a given that there will be sin. If it is a mitzvah, then the very notion of the Torah is that there will be sin, and your call, the call of God, is to perfect ourselves from that, is to try to do better each time, but the expectation is that there will continue to be sin. Of course, it says in Kohelet Ecclesiastes, in Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yachata, there is no righteous man in this world who will do good and never sin. If we look at one of our model leaders of all times, Yoshiyahu, one of the greatest kings of Israel, we lament his passing every Tisha B'Av. And there, the book of Malachim, in describing how wonderful this Yoshiyahu was, does not say that he was a perfect king. It says as follows, V'chamo lo haya lefanav melech. There was never a king like him. You expect it to say, oh, there was never a king like him who was so righteous. No. Asher shav el Hashem v'chol vavo v'chol nafsho v'chol meodo. K'chol Torah Moshe. Acharav lo kam kamahu. There was never a king like him who repented to God with all his heart, with all his soul, and all his might, just like it says in the Torah of Moshe. And there'll never be anyone like him. What was amazing about Yoshiyahu was his ability to repent. In fact, if we look at all the various Jewish leaders, we look at David, it's not so much that he's a wonderful, perfect leader, it's that he has that ability to repent. And that is what we're called on, is, as they say, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over again and expect different results. The definition of teshuvah is to try to not do the same thing over again, but in fact, the notion is that there will be sin. The question is, can we repent from it? Can we turn around from it? If you look in the Rambam, does Rambam expect complete tshuva? After all, he says that complete tshuva is when you come back to the same place, the same time, with the same emotional and physical vigor. And yet, last time you sinned, this time you don't sin. So it seems that the Rambam says, if you want to really repent, you have to never go back to that again. When you're in the same situation again, you have to do better. But he does say that if a person repented when he didn't have his full vim and vigor, he repents on his deathbed, let's say, on his deathbed. Although it's not complete tshuva, it does help him, it's moil, and he is a baal tshuva. He is a master of tshuva. There is some kind of tshuva which takes place, even though he hasn't really perfected himself. Even though it's not so complete, he hasn't shown that he's never going to do it again. Or, he says that that what is tshuva? He decides in his heart not to do it anymore. And he has regret over the past. He decides to. There has to be a complete decision not to. But what if he ever repeats his sin? So the Rambam says, and the one who knows the secret should testify for him that he will not return to the sin forever. One reading in the Rambam, says Rabbi Salvechik of blessed memory, one reading is that if God can't testify that you will never sin again, you haven't repented at all. Another way of reading that same line in Maimonides is, and he should make God a witness. All I can do is say, God, be my witness that I am sincere, that I really do want to repent at this moment. Whether I will actually succeed or not, only God knows. It could still be tshuva. If I fully mean it and I make God my witness that I don't want to return to this ever again, that's also tshuva. Even though, perhaps in the end, I do fail or slip. As Rabbi Salvechik pointed out, Rav Sadia Gaon in his Emunos Fideos, in his famous work about faith, he says, when a person decides at the time of tshuva with a complete heart that he will not repeat the sin, the tshuva is accepted. And if his desires mislead him to repent, his tshuva is not lost, but he will be forgiven for sins he did prior to the tshuva, and it will be written down for those he did afterwards. Teshuva tries to repair the past. You accept on yourself not to do it again. But we do recognize that there is human frailty. Sometimes we slip up. But sometimes we don't quite make the mark. Teshuva is to try and try again to do what's right. Is teshuva a call for perfection? No, it's a call to try to strive for perfection. That's the idea. There's a recent article in the New York Times Magazine section where it said that the problem with our children today is not that they lack success. Surely many are achieving great things in their scores and their tests and all their clubs and sports activities in which they're engaged. The problem with the children today is that they've rarely experienced failure. We protect them from failure. The idea of the Torah is that you will fail. You will sin. And from that, you'll pick yourself up like King David did, like Yoshiyahu did, and you will rise to the occasion. You'll do tshuva, you'll return to God, you'll do the best you can to vow never to do it again. And through tshuva, we will grow, like King David, we'll grow to a special and unique relationship with God due to our failures and our ability to return from the failures to pick ourselves up. Ask not to be perfect. Ask to know that you can correct your ways. That's the message of the Torah. There is a mitzvah to continually do teshuvah, to continually try to be a baal teshuvah, to try to rectify that which is not right, to try to stay on the course that we've put ourselves on from last Yom Kippur and the one before that. And if somehow we fail, not really an ultimate failure. Failure is only an opportunity to do teshuvah again, to go back to that mitzvah which expects us to fail. And to go back and try again to reach a greater sense of perfection. Understanding all along that the human being is not cut out for perfection. The best that we can ask that we are cut out for is to be able to recreate ourselves and reimagine ourselves and to try to do better each year. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Elemeth Congregation for our discussion of Teshuvah and Parshat Nitzavim Vayelech. Feel free to look at our previous archives of past years and other discussions of the Parshan. Join us each week here in the Anshei Sfar Beth Elemeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee for further discussions. Thank you to Jason Lefkowitz for making today's presentation possible. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.